Hey folks, Nish here, latest Dots episode. It is Monday, April 9th, 2024. So today I'm just going to be riffing on one thing. It's about what I think the single best process is. And I think regardless of what type of business you're in, the industry, the size of your creative team, the volume of work that you have to produce, every single creative operations leader has to have this one process as part of their arsenal of processes. And I think if you've got this, it makes every other process that much easier. I think it makes everything related to creative operations easier. And it's certainly one of the things that I'm looking for that separates the 10,000 foot creative ops leaders from the 100,000 foot creative ops leaders. And I'll talk a bit about that. But first, heads up on three things. One is, the Betty Louie episode that was supposed to be published last week didn't. It's going to get published this Wednesday, which means some of the other episodes are going to be pushed out by a week. This actually, to give you a bit of a peek behind the scenes, ended up being my own creative operation snafu. I didn't account for enough time for the episode to go through the review and approval process on the guest side. Betty's part of a fairly large global organization, so they've got a bit more of a regimented process. And this has led me to sort of look at my own process for everything that happens before we tape the episode and everything that happens after we tape the episode with the guest. So I've ended up making some changes to my process because that's what a good creative operations leader does, is they learn from the things that are not working today, and they adapt, they adjust. So making some changes to the process to know how much time might be required for review and approval, and making sure that's taken into account in terms of recording dates, publishing dates, enough time for post-interview steps and things like that. Second thing, sorry about that, but that will be dropping this Wednesday. And as I mentioned last week, I am now going to start doing questions and actions follow-up episodes after some of these interviews, so that as you're listening to these interviews and nodding your head and going, oh, that's interesting, I wonder what I would do with that insight that the guest is sharing with me, that follow-up episode is going to have questions in it that you should be asking yourself or use to facilitate and generate discussions with counterparts on your team or across your organization, and some actions that you may want to take. So keep a lookout for that after Wednesday when that episode with Betty drops. Second heads up is live from New York. So I'm going to be in New York City on May 15th, and I'm going to be doing a recording of an episode before, I think there's going to be like 20, 30 folks gathering from the creative operations community. I'm going to be doing it with the CEO of Air.Inc. Some of you may have seen the creative operations manifesto that they produced recently. I think it's a brilliant piece of work. It echoes a lot of the things that I've talked about, that guests have talked about through the first 20 or so episodes on this podcast. So if you're going to be in New York City on the night of May 15th and you'd like to attend, I think we've got a handful of spots left. Drop me a line, nisha@creativeops.fm, or again, best way to hit me up is on LinkedIn, and would love to have you there. And then final heads up before I get on to the one thing I'm going to be riffing about today is I'm going to be in New York City on the 15th, because on the 16th is the Henry Stewart Creative Operations Conference. I think a lot of you who are listening to this are familiar with the conference, but a lot of the in real life conversations I've had over the last couple of weeks sort of highlighted that many people aren't aware of the Henry Stewart Conference. Or just weren't aware that it was coming up so quickly, just a couple of weeks out. So I think it's a great conference. I'm going to put a link to in the show notes to the conference. It's a great conference. Like, there's always some interesting speakers. You walk away with a couple of good insights that you can take back to the office and talk to your team about. And it's it's a great gathering of like literally hundreds of people across the creative operations community. And I don't know about you, but for me, I think the most value doesn't, it's not necessarily about, you know, the content that's being delivered on the stage. It's about the conversations that you have with the person sitting next to you in between sessions, over lunch, or drinks at the end of the day. And if you're planning on being there, let me know make sure if you see me there, please say hello. Would love to spend a couple of minutes with you. And again, I'll put a link to the show notes in the show notes to the conference. So on to the one thing I want to riff a bit about today. Is the best processes. And this has been inspired by a few conversations I've been having lately about just process in general and how often process tends to go off the rails because life happens. And I think we all know that, you know, when we do come up with these processes, when we document them, which we should always be doing and updating the documentation, every process makes sense on paper or on the screen, whatever format that you're consuming it in or presenting it in. It makes perfect sense. It's got all the steps laid out, might have a beautiful sort of workflow graphic associated to it. And on the screen, on the piece of paper, on the whiteboard, that's where process works perfectly 100% of the time. But the reality is like when we talk about orchestrating people, tech, and especially process into this beautiful symphony, really what the role of the creative operations leader is, the reality is that sometimes, perhaps often, perhaps daily, it's just a lot messier than that beautiful symphony that just seems like it's effortless. And really, sometimes that symphony ends up sounding like cats dragging their claws across a chalkboard, which I'm imagining now, and that sounds like it would sound horrible. And the reason that happens is it's the unexpected, the unplanned. So unlike the symphony, like the real life symphony that you might be in the audience listening to, and the conductor is like, you know, in his or her tuxedo, effortlessly conducting the orchestra to like create this amazing music, like. The unplanned and the unexpected doesn't happen in that setting, but in the setting that you're in, the creative operations leader setting, the unexpected and the unplanned always happens. It's the unexpected delay, the unplanned opportunity. Someone goes, oh, we have a chance to like, you know, participate in this marketing opportunity. So we need to get a campaign spun up that was unplanned for. Or it's the unexpected delay. Oh, the person that needed to review this is now out of the office for whatever reason. So we're not going to get that feedback in the time that we're expecting, which is going to cause a delay. There's so many things that fall into the bucket of the unexpected and the unplanned. And how do you react? And I think there's two ways in which I see creative operations leaders reacting. There's the 10,000 foot way and the 100,000 foot way. I think the person, the leader, operating at the 10,000 foot level, and this is what I call the project management level, or the project manager level. Again, not hating on project managers, critical part of the creative operations ecosystem. But if your title says creative operations, especially if it has something like director or VP in front of it, then you should not be operating at the 10,000 foot level. You should not be at that project management level. But I'm getting off topic here. So two types of ways in which I see creative ops leaders reacting. The one, those of you operating at the 10,000 foot level, the project management level, what I see most often is you're using that documented process as a hammer. So the thing that looks beautiful and perfect and sort of looks like a process symphony on the whiteboard, on the screen, on the piece of paper, you're using that as a hammer. And you're really trying to force the project and really the people back into operating within the lines of the process. Like you're, even though the unexpected and the unplanned has happened, you're trying to force people back into operating within the lines, like staying in the lanes. And really what you're doing is you're not really focused on serving the creative. You're not focused on serving business value, which I'll get to when I'm talking about the 100,000 foot level. And most importantly, you're not really focused on creating an environment to serve the people who need to do this work or who have a stake in this work. You're focused on the process, and you've made your job process compliance. It sort of makes me think of that Seinfeld episode. And if you didn't watch Seinfeld, then we can't be friends. But remember the soup Nazi episode, no soup for you? It sort of feels like that. No creative for you. If you're not complying with my process, if you're not staying within the lines, if you're not staying in your lane, then no creative for you. I think it makes sense if you're operating in a heavily regulated industry like healthcare or something like that, because there's so many rules that are set by regulatory bodies that you have to adhere to. So there's the process should rule in many cases. But that's the 10,000 foot leader. And again, like other than the healthcare exception or other heavily regulated industries, I'd really question if, like, you should really be asking yourself when the unexpected, the unplanned happens, is process my hammer? Am I forcing people back into the lanes? What do those conversations sound like when the unexpected and the unplanned happen? Does it sound like I'm nagging people, and the thing that I keep pointing to is the process, the process, the process? And now sort of switching gears and looking at that 100,000 foot creative operations leader, I think what they're doing is process is a tool for them. But, and this is where I get to the best process, what they're really relying on is common sense. And they're using that as their compass. And what they're really doing is they're going, how do I tune this compass in the right way so we're pointed in the right direction? And what they're doing is they're calibrating it to business value. So I think of it, the best process, as common sense informed by business value. And what that means is that you as the creative operations leader operating at the 100,000 foot level is that you've got a deep understanding of your organization's business goals, your strategy, and you have a deep understanding of how creative sort of docks into that. Not a direct line of sight necessarily with like, oh, if we produce this creative, here's how it moves the line on these KPIs. But you have this understanding of the business and the role that creative plays in enabling or achieving the business's strategies and goals. You're not simply defaulting to more, faster, cheaper, which is what the 10,000 foot leader does when they're using process as a, or process compliance as a hammer. And that's really service desk or project manager thinking. Again, important, but you should be thinking differently as a creative operations leader when the unexpected and the unplanned happens. And what I often see that you're doing at the 100,000 foot level is that you're understanding what the business is trying to achieve, and then you're creating an operating model or a system so that creative is part of enabling that. And that understanding really translates into how you're going to deal with the unexpected and the unplanned, which tends to happen frequently, probably daily for many of you listening to this. And you understand that the process as it's documented may not be able to deal with the unexpected and the unplanned. So I think if you're using common sense, again, common sense informed by a deep understanding of business value, of what business value actually is for your organization, then you're also like translating and communicating this to your team, to your project managers, the creatives, even the marketing stakeholders, everybody involved in the process. And there's that understanding of Like, the process is there to enable us. But if the unexpected and the unplanned happens, what we really need to default to is common sense, and common sense where it's pointing us in the right direction, because it's informed by, we all understand what the business is trying to achieve and the role that creative plays in that. And I think that deep understanding of what the business is trying to achieve allows you to really unlock that rarest form of thinking. Again, it's common sense. I'm sure we've all heard it from our parents, like, God knows I did when I was growing up. Is like, you know, my mom and dad used to constantly say, I wish you would practice a little bit more common sense. And they were right, in hindsight, not at the time. And then that really allows your team to deal with the unexpected and the unplanned, where process isn't going to get the job done. It's just going to frustrate people. The process at that point probably even gets in the way. And what you really need to do is let your team lead with common sense, to make decisions based on common sense that's informed by a deep understanding of that business value, so that the compass has got them pointed in the right direction. And they can make decisions about what to do, what not to do, what parts of the process to keep, and what parts to skip, because the unexpected and the unplanned happen for that individual project where the where, again, that unexpected and the unplanned has happened. So, again, just to sum it up, I think the best process is common sense. And more specifically, it's common sense informed by a deep understanding of business value. And that really comes from understanding what are the business's strategies and goals, and what role does creative play in that? That is what I see 100,000-foot creative operations leaders doing. The 10,000-foot leaders, again, tend to default to using process as a hammer. And they think the job is process. The job isn't process. The job is delivering great creative. The job is delivering creative that the business needs to move the business forward. And the unexpected and unplanned always happens. There's that cliche of, like, the only constant is change. Well, whatever we plan for at the start of the year, at the start of the quarter, at the start of the month, at the start of the week, the unexpected and the unplanned is going to get in the way of it. And really what you need to be doing to operate at that 100,000-foot level, and for those of you currently at the 10,000-foot level and aspiring towards and working towards that 100,000-foot level, I would say this is one of the key things. One of my key observations of creative operations leaders operating at the 100,000-foot level is that they are deeply rooted in the ethos that the core process, the process that, you know, trumps all other processes, is common sense. And it's common sense informed by a deep understanding of what is the business value of creative. And that's, you know, informed by a deep understanding of what is our business, what are our strategies, what are our goals. And that is what the 100,000-foot creative operations leader does. And they then allow their team to operate with common sense as the default process, as the default operating mode. And that just really streamlines decision making. It ensures that it's easier to get all the different stakeholders, the creatives, the marketers, if you've got technical stakeholders, all those different stakeholders on the same page and speaking the same language. Common sense is like a great unifier. Especially common sense informed by business value. So some of the questions I think you should be asking yourself is, do you understand your business's strategy and goals? Like, and, you know, if the answer is no, then that's fine. Like, go and find out. Go and schedule some meetings. And maybe you start with, you know, going and asking some of your marketing counterparts, like, Now, what do you see as a business's strategy and goals? Because that's probably who you work with most often and sort of get their perspective on it. But over time, develop a deep understanding of your business's strategies and goals. And can you then clearly articulate the role that creative plays in enabling what the business cares about? And for some businesses, creative is going to be about like delivering a lot of content and doing it really quickly. Or maybe for certain types of projects, that is going to be what the business needs. But you've got to start with that like basic understanding of what are the business's strategies and goals. And then you then need to articulate for yourself, first as a creative operations leader, what is the role that creative plays in that? And it may depend. Well, it's definitely going to depend on your business. And then you have to ask yourself, like, have you provided this understanding to your team? So you may be working with your project managers and other people on your team in helping them understand what their role is. Like, here's how project management works. Here's the project management system we use. Here's the, here's what your job is in terms of what you should be focused on doing day to day. But have you also clearly helped them understand what are the business's strategies and goals and what is the role that creative plays in that, so they can develop their own common sense muscles as the primary process that is used? And then I think finally, one of the questions you should be asking yourself, yourself, to really determine, are you operating at the 10,000 foot level, the 100,000 foot level? And maybe this is the first question you ask yourself, is when the unexpected and unplanned happens, are you most often reaching for process compliance as a hammer? Or are you and your team like reaching for common sense informed by business value? And I think that's going to be a good way to help you determine, are you currently operating at the 10,000 foot level or the 100,000 foot level? And again, there's no like good or bad here. If it's at the 10,000 foot level, then that sort of lets you know where you're at and where you want to get to. And so that's the one thing I wanted to riff about today. If you don't agree with my take on this, like I truly do believe that common sense is the best process. It should be the core process. It should be the one that you default to when the unexpected and unplanned happens. But like my mom used to say, common sense is very rare. She wished I practiced it more as a kid. Probably would have gotten into less trouble if I did. But it is hard to do. I don't think it's natural for humans to practice common sense because, that's a whole nother episode as to why. But I do believe it should be the core process. If you agree, would love to hear from you. Especially if you disagree, definitely want to hear from you. Drop me a line, nish@creativeops.fm, or again, hit me up on LinkedIn. Always easiest way to get a hold of me and fastest response times for me. Anyways, hope you're having a great day. And remember, if you're going to be in New York City on the 15th and want to attend a recording of the podcast with a few dozen of your creative operations peers, drop me a line. And if you're going to be at the Henry Stewart Creative Operations Conference on May 16th, highly recommend that you check it out. I will be there. Look for me. I'd look exactly the way I do on the podcast cover art. And make sure to say hello, and we'd love to chat with you for a couple minutes. Thanks so much. Have an awesome day.